section number 12, The Two Ways. We're on page number 33. It's going to discuss now 10 different insights into suffering. So the first two are a little long. So maybe this session we'll just read the first two and then we'll discuss them next time. So for now, just read through the first two. Everyone experiences suffering and wonders why. Every single one of us has to deal with suffering. We can learn how to react to the suffering we experience. Some insights about suffering. 1. The Baal HaSulam writes in his introduction to the Zohar, "All suffering is felt by our desire to receive for ourselves, which has only a temporary reality. As the desire to receive was created to be transformed into the desire to give. The suffering that we experience reveals to us the worthlessness of the desire to receive for ourselves and the damage that it causes. Imagine what it will be like when all humanity unanimously agrees to nullify and do away with the desire to receive, and everyone's sole desire will be to give to others. All the worries and troubles of the world will vanish from the earth. We will all be able to live healthy, fulfilled lives as each of us will have the rest of the world looking out for our needs. The worries, wars, bloodshed, and suffering that we find no escape from is all caused by our concern only for ourselves. This has also weakened our bodies with all types of pains and diseases. All the sufferings in the world are nothing other than revelations put in the front of our eyes to motivate us to do away with our desire to receive and embrace the perfected state of desiring to give. As we discussed before, the way of suffering is able to lead us to our perfected state. 2. The Baal HaSulam writes in Perusha Sulam on the Zohar, "Our world was created to be in the ultimate state of divine joy. To experience the joy, however, we need to reach the state of complete unconditional love. Until then, we see a world full of suffering. It seems like the world has been given into the hands of the wicked, and we feel physical and psychological pain. The world is this way when we oppose the inner nature of creation, the state of giving. We are born with a desire to receive only so that we can, through spiritual work, transcend it and attain the state of giving. Until we do so, we want to swallow up everything in the world for our own self-gratification. The divine plan has arranged for us to be born with a desire to receive and to be given the spiritual work of Torah mitzvot to purify ourselves, to attain the state of giving. Involvement in Torah shines a light in our souls and enables us to feel the worthlessness of self-gratification and the destruction that it causes. Our hearts are awakened and we aspire to transcend our desire to receive and work towards attaining the state of true giving. When our inner transformation is complete, God opens our eyes and we find ourselves in a world that is completely good. We come to realize that nothing is lacking in the world, and everywhere we look, we see that everything is in a state of complete perfection." So on that note, we'll stop for now, and God willing, discuss next time.